Here's a question that just occurred to me this morning, so I didn't ask it to the group, but I'm curious to know what you would say. For patients with minimally symptomatic metastatic breast cancer in non-visceral sites, the optimal first-line chemotherapy regimen is single-agent capecitabine.
I would agree with that.
Without bevacizumab?
Yes.
Interesting. Is that your clinical practice?
Yes.
How much is that related to the lack of reimbursement and FDA indication of bevacizumab versus clinical science?
It's not based upon reimbursement issues. I actually have been surprised that I have not had bevacizumab denied to any of the patients to whom I've recommended it. I have sometimes had to step up to the plate and fight for them, but I've never had it denied to date.
We see a lot more use of capecitabine in metastatic disease and really earlier use in clinical investigators, breast cancer specialists, than in community practice. Big difference. Investigators like capecitabine. They use it a lot more than people in practice. The people in practice bring up reimbursement and cost issues to the patients as one thing that kind of gets in their way a little bit. But I think it really goes beyond that and just the perception of the agent. Are you saying in general that capecitabine is your first-line chemotherapeutic agent?
Yes.
What's your thinking in that regard?
Well, I think that capecitabine has efficacy that is in the ballpark of any single agent. And I tend to treat metastatic breast cancer that's not in visceral crisis with single-agent therapy. And the toxicity profile of capecitabine is very favorable. The women appreciate being able to take an oral medication, not having to go to the infusion center, not having to come back frequently. And it's an agent that doses that are typically used has very predictable toxicity experience.
What dose do you use?
I use 1,000 milligrams per meter squared twice daily.
2 weeks out of three and see what happens.
Two out of three.
That's 80% of oncologists in the United States. Where does the issue of alopecia in the metastatic setting come in from your perspective in terms of the fact that capecitabine generally doesn't cause that?
Well, I think that that's very important. And if you're going to use sequential single agents, it's always nice to start with a single agent that doesn't cause alopecia. Because if the woman already has established alopecia and you initiate that agent, you don't really gain from the non-alopecia properties of the therapy in a woman who's already lost her hair. And that's often a very important component, I think, of treatment of metastatic disease. The other reason that I often will lead with capecitabine is that many of these women, because it's the first-line therapy for metastatic disease, have recently been diagnosed with their metastasis. They're going through all the turmoil and psychic trauma of the new diagnosis. And in that context, I think it often is nice to start with an agent that has really acceptable toxicity, where they don't lose their hair and so forth, so that they can become used to the chronic nature of the disease, the need for ongoing chemotherapy, with an agent that has good efficacy and doesn't negatively impact their quality of life to a major degree.